So what kind of conversation, I mean, describe the discussion that you were trying to invoke by comparing Trump to Hitler.
I think that it's very important that we are critical, that we do not normalize or sanitize the rhetoric or actions of Donald Trump or the ghastly appointees to his new administration. And I want people to remain vigilant. I want people to realize that none of this is normal, none of the hate speech, the hate crimes that are spiking in the United States. And we, as the American people, have to hold our president-elect accountable.
Okay. So you've made a lot of pretty general statements. And by the way, I don't think there's any danger of Trump going uncriticized during his term as president.
Well, I think it's something like hearing the way that the media
is. You just compared him to Hitler now. So, I mean, clearly there's, you know, a vigorous conversation about Trump underway, and you're part of it. But you said his ghastly appointees. Give me an example.
Today, you're talking about appointing a head of the EPA, someone who has sued the EPA on behalf of the coal industry and the coal lobby. You're talking about putting a known anti-Semite.
Who is that?
Pruitt.
Who is that?
The Attorney General Pruitt.
And what was the suit about? Do you know?
Yeah, he was suing on behalf. It was a part of what the New York Times actually called a secretive alliance between energy firms, between state prosecutors, where he is attorney general, and between oil and gas companies. And they.
So let me just say this. I mean, it doesn't sound like you know a ton about this, but he was one of 28 attorneys general. So the majority of states sued the Obama administration over its environmental regulations. So you can't just say he was acting on behalf of oil and gas companies. The majority of states were involved in that suit.
He actually appropriated text out of a letter written by the oil and gas companies as his own.
Right. So what about that did you disagree? In other words, so what you're doing here is you're quoting out of context a New York Times piece that says because he has the same views as an oil and gas company, that they're illegitimate, but you're not actually making the case against him.